Hi, I'm Sifu Henry Araneda. I'm the founder of the Ultimate Martial Arts Academy, and with over 20 years of teaching experience, I've become obsessed with helping people improve their Wing Chun knowledge and skill by teaching them how to approach their training efficiently and effectively. I've created the Wing Chun by Design podcast to give you step-by-step strategies to take your Wing Chun to the next level. So guys, let's get started. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the Wing Chun by Design podcast. Today is a special episode if you're watching us on YouTube because we're recording this at my academy. And to my right, I've got Stefan again. Hi Stefan, how are you?
Hi Sifu, thanks for having me back.
You're welcome. So guys, today's episode is all about the magic formula. Because many times students think that there is such a thing as a magic formula or the magic technique, one that will sort out every possible situation. And with this podcast episode, I'd like to tell you that there is no such thing as the magic formula. Okay? So I want to share with you a quick story. See, many times Kung Fu masters in China will tell the story of the rabbit seeking carrots to their students. So a rabbit is always seeking carrots and filling up their arms with carrots, and then they just hop and seek for the next one and the next one, and they're never satisfied because they're always trying to look for the next carrot. And in the pursuit of that next carrot, they're always dropping the one that they already had in their possession. Okay, and it's a good example to know because, see, the key to having that magic formula many times is just perfecting what you already know. So tip number one is focus on one technique at a time. Okay, so when you're practicing, you want to know that you're giving it your full attention. You're fully committing to learning that one technique and trying to master it before you move on to the next. Stefan, would you agree on that?
Yeah, I totally agree. Being a phys ed teacher, sometimes when you're teaching a technique or, you know, even in other sports, one technique has several components. So if you're trying to speed through it to get to the next thing or trying to do it as fast as you can skip crucial elements of the technique.
Yep.
So that focus on the one thing and what is it made up of, what makes it effective is crucial.
100%. So then once you've focused on that one technique, then the next step, tip number two, is to test its effectiveness, right? To make sure that you're doing it correctly. That's why in the Wing Chun school, you want to test that technique with another training partner to see if it's working for you, to see if you are able to apply the technique, because at the end of the day, that is what you want to try and achieve and boost your confidence knowing you can apply that technique and make sure it's working for you. So then tip number three, once you've covered the previous two, you need to make sure that every technique becomes reflexive. Okay, I talk a lot about this to my students and in previous videos and podcast episodes. See, becoming reflexive is a key point in becoming effective and successful with using the techniques, because when trying to apply techniques, you don't have time to think, right? So if you're in a situation where you need to protect yourself, okay, you need to fight out there on the street, self-defense, you don't have time to think, you only have time to react. And plus you're hyperventilating, there's lots of things happening, adrenaline is pumping through your body. So the more reflexive you have these techniques in your system, the better you will be at applying it. Stefan, have you seen, you know, maybe with your previous experience or maybe online, videos of people trying to use their Wing Chun techniques, say in a sparring environment, and then everything they practice falls into kind of like a mess where yes. Whatever they do, it doesn't look anything like what they've trained. Have you witnessed something like that?
Yeah, I have several times. Just even in sparring, you know, because the move hasn't become reflexive, so they're still testing it out, and then, yeah, it can collapse into a brawl or, you know, whatever. And I've seen actual people that were Wing Chun, you know, another lineage, but Wing Chun Sifus, who were sparring as an exhibition, you know, they were sparring, and there was no Wing Chun. It was basic, like, kickboxing.
Yeah.
So they, you see, like, then the training is kind of pointless. And the reflexive thing is where you truly become confident, because you realize, oh, this is working for me now without me thinking. It's not predetermined. And then you've captured the martial art. It's in your hands now because...
It becomes yours.
It becomes yours.
Once it's reflexive, it becomes yours.
Yep.
And you can do whatever you please with it, because, see, my philosophy is the way I practice is the way I use it. The way I teach it is the way I want students to use it. So that's why all these key points that I'm running through today with this episode are very important. So let me run through them again just one more time. So tip number one, focus on one technique at a time. Tip number two, test its effectiveness, okay? And tip number three, make sure it becomes reflexive, okay? And then once you've used these three tips for that particular technique, then of course, use the same strategy for the next one.
Yeah.
And the key to success with your martial arts training, with your Wing Chun training, is that the journey is the key. Okay, it's the seeking of that magic formula that actually keeps you motivated, keeps you inspired. It makes you happy to know that, oh, today I've got training. You know, you jump in the car, you come here. That is the essence of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have a system in place for you to learn, practice, apply, then you're on the right track, because that way you know you will get to your goal with it being a technique, a sequence, a level, a form, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, guys, that's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks very much, Stefan, for joining me on this one.
Thanks, Stefan.
And, guys, if you are watching us on YouTube, don't forget to click the like button, share it with a friend. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the channel so that way you can keep up to date with our podcast episodes. And also, don't forget to check out some of my other videos with the demos, the how-tos, the tutorials. And if you haven't already, check out my online academy, the online university. It's umauniversity.com.au. I'll make sure to post the link in the description below. If you are listening to this episode on iTunes or Spotify, please give us a 5-star rating. It would really mean a lot to me. And that's it for today, guys. We'll see you on the next one. Thank you.